The 40 business model, a major concept, is a creation of a large corporate ecosystem of about 40 businesses. These businesses revolve around four main money sources: multimedia games, finance, education centers. Examples of the 40 business areas. The system includes businesses such as multimedia production game development, internet sales, phone sales, marketing agencies, real estate, tourism, technology development, robotics, education centers, restaurants, clothing, brands, transportation, financial investments, crypto and forex trading, documentaries, TV channels. These businesses would all operate under the same brand. 13. Website and online platform. A central website would serve as the hub of the system. Functions include selling books, selling multimedia products, hosting videos, promoting games, managing business partnerships. The website would also connect community members worldwide. 14. Sales and marketing. The business model includes multiple sales channels: online sales, social media marketing, peer-to-peer sales, physical stores, events, and gatherings. Marketing would involve influencers, viral videos, entertainment content, educational media. 15. Entrepreneurship. The author encourages readers to become entrepreneurs within the system. Participants could open businesses, create media projects, build sports centers, develop game content. The goal is to create a global network of entrepreneurs. 16. Partnership and investment. The book repeatedly invites people to join the project through partnerships, investment, sponsorships, donations. Participants may receive potential financial returns depending on their role in the business network. 17. Large-scale vision. The project aims for enormous scale. Millions of participants, global media, reach large entertainment franchises, education networks. The author believes the system could eventually become a multi-billion dollar enterprise. 18. Solving humanity's problems. Another major theme is solving global issues. Examples include social inequality, lack of purpose in work, unhealthy lifestyles, lack of education, economic instability. The author believed the ISWL system could help create healthier societies. 19. Questions about humanity. The book raises many philosophical questions, such as, are humans meant to suffer? Is the world heading toward global conflict? Can humanity solve its own problems? The project is presented as a possible path toward a better future. 20. Long-term vision. The author describes a project as something that could take many decades to develop. It includes global business, networks, entertainment, franchises, educational institutions, digital worlds. The goal is to build a lasting system that influences both culture and economics. Conclusion. Infinity. The Book of Life is essentially a hybrid of philosophy, business plan, and multimedia franchise proposal. It attempts to combine spiritual philosophy, entrepreneurship, global entertainment, technology, education, sports, into a single unified project designed to transform both individual lives and global society. 12-2026-1207 Yenadanya @gmail.com. Based on my analysis of the document you uploaded, here is a scholarly yet accessible review of Infinity, The Book of Life by Yendansky, yansinfinity.com. I will evaluate its themes, structure, strengths, and weaknesses, much like an academic book review. Book review. Infinity, The Book of Life. 1. Overview of the work. Infinity, The Book of Life is an ambitious philosophical and multimedia project by Yendansky. The text presents itself not only as a book, but as a foundation of a larger ecosystem involving films, games, sports systems, business models, and educational centers. The work combines philosophy and spirituality, personal worldview and metaphysics, social critique, and global problem-solving business, and entrepreneurship ideas, multimedia entertainment concepts. The book is organized into numerous thematic sections, including the soul, ego, universe, free choice, reality perception, and global problems. 2. Structure and organization. The book's table of contents reveals a wide thematic spread, including topics such as the genetic code, the soul, the illusion of free choice, reality perception, heaven, and the invisible system, the world's problems and solutions. Later sections expand beyond philosophy into multimedia projects, video games and films, a 40 business, economic model, education centers, and sports systems. From a scholarly perspective, The work attempt to function as both philosophical treatise and entrepreneurial blueprint. 3. Core philosophical ideas. Spiritual evolution. One of the central claims is that humanity evolves spiritually rather than purely biologically, and that some individuals represent advanced stages of this evolution. The text proposes that extraordinary individuals act as evolutionary catalysts, guiding humanity forward. The ISWL framework. A key concept is the ISWL system. Information, sports, work, love. This model is presented as a way to harmonize the four human elements. Mind, body, heart, soul. According to the author, aligning these elements leads to health, wealth, happiness, and social harmony. Integration of life, business, and meaning. The book repeatedly emphasizes that work and business should align with the meaning of life, allowing individuals to transform their passions into meaningful professions. This idea echoes philosophical traditions that link purpose, creativity, and livelihood. 4. Multimedia vision. A distinctive feature of the project is its multimedia ambition. The author proposes films, video games, documentaries, sports systems, educational centers, global corporate structure. These elements would all stem from the philosophical ideas in the book. In essence, the author attempts to build a transmedia universe where books, games, and businesses reinforce one another. 5. Strengths of the work. 1. Ambitious scope. The project attempts to combine philosophy, entertainment, education, and economics into one coherent vision. 2. Interdisciplinary thinking. The text crosses multiple domains. Metaphysics, social theory, business strategy, media production. This interdisciplinary approach can be stimulating for readers interested in big picture thinking. 3. Visionary tone. The author presents a world-changing vision, positioning the project as a system meant to improve human life and society. 6. Weaknesses and criticisms. From an academic standpoint, several issues limit the book's effectiveness. Lack of clear structure. Although the book lists many topics, the argumentation often moves rapidly between philosophy, business plans, and storytelling. This can make it difficult to follow a coherent central thesis. Limited scholarly evidence. Many claims, such as spiritual evolution or hidden systems guiding humanity, are presented without scientific or philosophical references. For readers accustomed to academic rigor, this may reduce credibility. Mixing genres. The book blends autobiography manifesto, speculative philosophy, business proposal. While creative, this mixture sometimes weakens clarity. 7. Literary and philosophical influences. Although not explicitly cited, the work echoes themes from several traditions. New Age spirituality, transhumanist, and futurist thinking, self-help, philosophy, entrepreneurial manifestos, mythic narratives of savior figures. The narrative about a figure chosen to guide humanity reflects religious and mythological storytelling structures. 8. Overall assessment. From a scholarly perspective, Infinity, the Book of Life, is best understood as a visionary manifesto of personal philosophical system.